today on Gardening in a Minute, restoring trees after a hurricane. After a hurricane, you may need to remove severely damaged trees, but sometimes with careful management, your trees can be restored. To get started, follow these steps immediately after the storm. Look for signs to see if a tree can be saved. Major limbs or trunks should not be cracked, dead, or broken. Any damage should be limited to small branches, and roots shouldn't be exposed or lifted out of the soil. Remove any dead, broken, or hanging branches. Watch the tree throughout the following year. It may recover if new sprouts and leaves appear along branches. However, if defoliation occurs, this may be a sign that the tree will not fully recover. Although storm damage may seem devastating at first, many trees can be saved and preserved. For more information about restoring trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, touch gardens. Many gardens rely on our sense of sight to create enjoyment, but touch gardens allow visitors to explore the garden in a more tactile way. Touch gardens include plants with contrasting textures, including soft and fuzzy or rough and spiky. Think about the velvety feel of a rose petal or the smooth bark of a crepe myrtle. Some plants, like the southern magnolia, offer different textures within one plant. Its leaves are slick and leathery on top, but fuzzy and soft underneath. Touch gardens are especially enjoyable for kids and visually impaired people. Just be sure to place any spiny plants so that no one will accidentally bump into them. And for touch gardens that will receive lots of visitors, choose sturdy plants that can stand up to frequent handling. For more information about touch gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable gardening with raised beds. Raised beds can be a great way to grow vegetables. They provide you with more control of the soil and make access and maintenance a lot easier. Gardening with raised beds isn't a new concept, and it's not hard to do. Construct a frame for your raised bed using bricks, concrete blocks, recycled plastic, or wood. You don't need to be handy, since many simple-to-use kits are available. Most beds are 3 to 4 feet wide, but they can range from a few inches to a couple of feet deep. Fill them with your own custom soil mix to provide good growing conditions and help maximize your harvest. Why wait? Start your raised beds today, and you could be enjoying homegrown vegetables before you know it. For more information about raised beds, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, what are chilling hours? In order to bloom in spring, deciduous fruit trees like peaches, plums, and nectarines all must grow through the plant equivalent of a long winter's nap. They need a dormancy period with a certain number of chilling hours, when the temperature drops below 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The exact number of chilling hours depends on the fruit tree variety, but it can be anywhere from 100 to more than 1,000. Here in Florida, gardeners should look for special, low-chill fruit tree varieties. Low-chill peaches, plums, and nectarines need just 100 to 525 chilling hours per year, making them better suited for our mild winters. Low-chill apples are also available, though there are fewer varieties that work well in Florida. For more information about fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain sensors. Rain sensors, also called rain shutoff devices, are a great way to save water in your landscape. These low-cost devices for your automatic irrigation systems can detect when recent rainfall has supplied ample water to your landscape and irrigation is not needed. Florida law requires that all new automatic irrigation systems include rain sensors, and in some counties, existing sprinkler systems must incorporate these devices. Rain sensors are available wherever irrigation supplies are sold. You can easily install one yourself or hire an irrigation professional to do it. Rain sensors have many advantages, like conserving water and saving you money. They also reduce wear on your irrigation system and can prevent plant disease and other problems caused by overwatering. For more information about rain sensors and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.